Now, Chayme b'shome b'esh, in certain ways, Hatayishor is more stricter than Eish. And Chayme b'yesh m'b'shor, Eish, the Masik of Eish, also has chumris over a shor. So what's the case? Chayme b'shome b'esh, that the Eish is, a shor is more stricter than Eish, Shehashor m'shalm again kaifer. When a shor kills a man, so the Baal Ashor has to pay kaifer. V'chayim b'shloshim shalevid. Hu adin yichayim shloshim shalevid. And Nigma Dinoi, we after we pass Ganois that this shore kills somebody, is also Bano, comes also Bano. And Mosul Acheresh Shaita V'Kotin, if you give over your shore to Acheresh Shaita V'Kotin, Chayiv, the own is Chayiv. Ma'ashen Kein Beish, these things don't apply by Eish. So Rashi says, Ma'ashen Kein Beish, Eish L'Chayiv V'Sreifas Odom. Eish is not Chayiv if it kills a man. Why? Shehoi Lo Levroyach. A man has Das, he's supposed to run away. And if he was tied up there, if he was tied up there and then you light him, so then the pshat is the mavr is chayiv misa. And then we say, we'll see later on. So either he's chayiv misa, and then pshat is potter from paying money, we say, kom leb d'rabminei. Or else, he's potter from Adam, therefore you don't have the chiyav of shleishim, of shkolim, shleishim shkolim for nevet kanani, and you don't have the lacha to pay back kaifer if you kill a person. Only a shor has this. Now, chayma b'eish b'shor, eish is more strict in certain ways than a shor. Sha'eish mu'edes mitchilasa. An eish is always like a mu'ed. When it's chayiv, it's always chayiv and nesek shalom right away. Ma'ashenkein b'shor, ma'ashenkein b'shor has a chum akula, that at least by keren, it's not a derech to do it. It's only a tam, the beginning, it's only a nesek, chatzin nesek. Now, chayma b'eish b'bor, v'chayma b'bor m'beish. Choyme bebor mebeish, bor is more stricter than eish, shet chilos asiyos lenezik. In other words, that if it would only said bor, I would not know eish, because bor has a mila, it was the beginning made to do damage. Chilos asiyos lenezik. Mosra lecheresheit of a cotton, yosu chayiv, because it's called the bor is doing the damage. Forget about the cheresheit of a cotton. Your ditch is doing the damage. Ma'ashen kein beish, ma'ashen kein bayesh, that eish was not created metchilo to do damage, like Eish in your property is useful, you could cook with it, do other things with it. It's only if you didn't watch it later that the Ruach takes it away that you're chayiv. And who adin? Eish, if you give it over to Chereshoi to the Kotin, you're potter, like we learned before, because you need his actions of taking the fire to bring it someplace else. That's why it's called the Savso, the Cheresh, it's their actions, not your actions, that's why you're potter. Now, Choyma b'Eish min b'Bor. Eish is more stricter than Bor. Sh'Eish d'akol elchal hazik. An Eish travels, the Ruach Mitzuya takes the fire, it can travel someplace else. O mu'edes lechol, and it's a mu'ed, means it has to pay, bein dov ha'ruyelo, o bein dov ha'shein ha'ruyelo. When fire does damage to property, whether it's something that's normal for fire to heat it up, like wood or property, or else a dov ha'shein ha'ruyelo, even though it's not fit for it to do the damage. We'll see later, like we had before already. That's by the Niroi, or Avnoi. If the fire scorches your stones, or scorches the ground, over there it's not really a derech, heat it up that way, still you're chayiv. Yeah. Rashi speaks out here. Whenever it says shor here, it means keren kemar v'loi b'shein v'regel. Now, ma'ashen came a bor, bor is different. That bor is not chayiv on a dovor shein v'ruyelo. Something that's not fitting for it, a bor is potter on. Now the Gemara will see what that means. Now the Gemara says, "V'listni, why don't we learn Choyma b'shor mibabor?" Another thing that shor is more stricter than bor. Shar shor chayiv v'yasakelim. That let's listni Choyma b'shor mibabor. Shar shor chayiv v'yasakelim. Or shor, if it does damage to kelim, it's chayiv. Ma'ashen kein b'bor, but by bor you don't have this. But v'dashin the pasuk shor v'loy adam chamor v'loy kelim. That if Caleb fall into a bor, you're potter. So why don't we say that? So Mara says, no, I'll tell you this price of Mani Reb Yehudi. Maybe this price that goes according to Reb Yehuda. The Mechayiv Anista Caleb Babor. Reb Yehuda, we had before, holds no, that even when Caleb fall into a bor, the Balabor is Chayiv. For the Gemara E Reb Yehuda, if our price that goes according to Reb Yehuda, then Ema Seifa. What did the Seifa say? It said like this, that Choyme Be'eshme Babor. In one way, certain ways, Eish is more strict. Stricter than a boar. Why? Sh'eish darko le'elich al-hazik. An eish could travel, can move. Mashenk and a boar can't move. O mu'ed lechol l'tzchayis a mu'ed to pay. Lechol bein dov a ruyelah. O bein dov a shen a ruyelah. whether it's something that an Eish could really do damage to, eat it up completely, or whether it's something that Eish cannot eat it up completely, still the Baal Eish has to pay. Ma'ashen came by Bor, the Brisa says. But by Bor we don't have this. By Bor it's only Chayev on a Dover Ruyala, but a Dover that's not Ruyala, it's Potter. Now, Dover Ruyala Maniyu. What is something fitting that fire should eat it up? Eitzim, that means wood. When fire gets a hold of wood, it eats it up completely. That's called Dover Ruyala, that for sure is Chayev. Now what's the Chiddush that Eish is even Chayev on a Dover Shein Ruyala, on something that's not fitting for it to do damage? Mani, what is this? Kalim, where the fire just like gets the kalim black, or just scorches, you have a metal kli, and the fire goes through, it doesn't really destroy the kli, it only damages a little bit. Still, Eishes Chayiv, that's what our Brisa says. And it says here clearly, Mashen came to Bor, but by Bor you do not have this. So now, Ereb Yud, if this Brisa goes according to Reb Yehuda, if so, Huamartu, we said already that Mechayiv Hoya, Reb Yud, on this kalim Bor. That the Yudish sheet there is no, the bor is chayiv if kalim fall into it. So how could the Brisa say here that Eish is more chomer than bor? Because Eish is chayiv even on kalim. It's mashma mashen kin be bor. That bor is potter on kalim. Are you telling me that this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Mara says elo really atayil elam rabbonini. No, this Brisa goes according to Rabbonin. That Rabbonin dash in the pasuk shor v'layodam chamor v'laykalim. That only if a chamor falls into the bor yechayiv, not if kalim. That's why it says eish is more chaymer, because eish is chayiv even if eish just does damage to kalim. Mashenkin bebor, if kalim fall into a bor, you're potter. Goes according to Rabbanan. So if it goes according to Rabbanan, then the kasha was, why don't we say that shor is more chaymer than bebor, that shor is chayiv on kalim as bor is potter? So Maritz, I'll tell you, baton of a shayir, true. It learns a lot of cases, but it also leaves out certain cases. So this is one of the cases that it left out. That's called Tana B'Shayir. It learned and it left over. For the Gemara, usually, like Kasha, Ma Shayir the High Shayir. Like usually, you don't only leave over one thing. If you leave out a few things, okay. So if you're telling me now we left out this Chumrah, that Shor is more stricter than Bor, what else did we leave out? If you left out something else, then you could say the Tana left out a few things. But just to leave out one thing, it's not Mastavra. Samara says, yes, it left out other things also. I'll tell you, Shaya Tumen. It left out Tumen. That Eish is Potter on Tumen. Shor and Bor is Chayiv on Tumen. Mashenken Eish is Potter. We had before, if Eish goes over a field, and there's something that was hidden in the middle of the field, even though the fire burns it down, you're Potter on Tumen. So the Brisa didn't mention this either. So therefore, it's good. The Brisa goes according to the Rabbonin. It doesn't mention that Bor is Potter on Kalim. Because Suadina doesn't mention that Eish is Potter on Tom and something that was hidden. Iboy Yisem, another terrorist could be no. Liyarlem Rabbi Yehuda. That the Brisa doesn't leave out anything. And the Brisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda Shita holds the water by Bor, Kalim is Potter. So therefore it's good why the Brisa didn't say the Chumrah of Shor over Bor, that Shor is Chayiv on Kalim. And Boris Potter on Kalim, because the Maisa were going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda holds anyway a Bor is Chayiv on Kalim. So that's why we didn't say that Chumrah. So Lielim Rabbi Yehuda. So then the question was, how can we say though that Eish is Chayiv on a Dover Shein Ruyala, which means Kalim, but a Bor is Potter on something that's not Ruyala? Why? I was saying according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Bor is Chayiv on Kalim. So my answer is like this. What does our Brisa mean that the bor is potter on something that's not ruyala? Lav la suya kalim. It does not mean to include kalim, or else even the means of care. In the case of Eish, that's how we say Eish is chayiv even on a dover shen ruyala. So it doesn't mean to include kalim to say that a fire burns up kalim, that you chayiv, and then it would be mashma that by bor you potter. No, that's not the case. Ela la suya lichachoy niroi v'sichzachoy avonach. Like we had before. The Chiddush is, let's say fire goes over a plowed field and it ruins the field a little bit. It doesn't really eat up the field because there's nothing growing. But if you plowed the field already and now a fire goes over it, it ruins the plowing that you did. Or else for Sichtzach Avonav, it scorches stones. So that's called Enruyla because it doesn't really eat up, destroy completely the field or the stones. Still an Eishes Chayiv on this. Mashenkein, Babor, you don't have this. By bor, there's no mazik of stones or of kalim, or of karka. Like karka can't fall into a bor. So that's all the Brisa means. but it does not mean to say that a bor is potter on kelim. Could be a bor is chayiv on kelim. Maskiv lo Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi has a question like this. Listen, why don't we have another case in the Braisa? Listen, why don't we learn Choyme b'shor mi b'bor? There's a chumra of shor over bor. Shar shor chayiv boi shor psul ha-mikdoshim. If a shor hits another shor that was a psul ha-mikdoshim, means, let's say it was first a korban and then it became a balmum. So the law is you're allowed to be poiderit. And somebody was poiderit, so he has his own shor, he owns the shor. So now if somebody's animal does damage to that shor, you chayiv. You don't have the power of shor. You don't have the ptur of shor yeyu v'loy shor shel hegdish, because that shor is not called shel hegdish anymore since you already poider it. But a kol poram it has halacha though that the neveler of it you can't use. You can't give it to your kelif. Psuli amikdashim the neveler can't be used. So by shor it doesn't make a difference. Ma'ashen came by bor, but by bor it's not that way, because by bor the Torah says if a shor falls into your bor and dies. So the Torah says that the Baal HaBor keeps the Nevela. He has the right to use it for himself. He can give it to his own dog. And he only has to, and therefore he has to pay him the complete damage. So you see, by Bor, you only chayiv in a case where you can keep the carcass, where you can keep the Nevela. Ma'ashenken, if the behemoth was a psuli ha-mekdoshim, that you can't keep the Nevela there. The Nevela is also banolike. You can't enjoy the Nevela, so you don't have the Chiddush HaBor. So therefore, of a shor, shtois is another shor, psula mekdoshim, you are chayiv. Ma'ashenken, by bor, you'd be potter. Like Rashi says, shor, psula mekdoshim, sheniftu, that you are poiderit. V'nofel b'bor, and fell into a bor, potter balabor, the balabor is potter. You know why? Tichsir, because the pasuk says, by a bor, bal ha bor yishalim. The owner of the bor has to pay. And the pasuk says, v'hameis yieloi, that you keep the nevela. If somebody's ox falls into your bor, so the halacha is, you have to pay him back for the complete value of that shor. If it was worth $200, you have to pay him back $200. And the nevela now, even though it's worth $25, you keep the nevela. The Torah says, v'yameis yieloi. So when you chayiv in bor, only in the case where the nevela you can keep. But yotzezeh, this case where the animal was a psuli ha-magadoshim, yotzezeh, shein ha-meish yieloi, you cannot keep the nevela here. The alpha gav, the nift, even though you're paid for it, in Mesa, if it dies, also achilo leklovim. You're not allowed to give it to your klovim. Like with Ash and the Gemara in Bechoris. The Pasuk says, Tizbach, you're allowed to shecht of psul amikdashim, v'loy legiza. You can't shear off and use the wool. Bosa v'loy cholub. You can eat the meat of it, but you can't use the milk of it. V'yachalt, it says, v'loy leklovim. You can't give it to klovim. So the kid says, since you can't be mekayim the Pasuk by bor of yameth yeloi, so you potter completely. That's the question. Why doesn't the Braisa say that of a shor, shtois is another psula mekdoshim, yichayiv, but by a bor, yipata? So Mar says like this. Iyamrit pishtayim rabbonin, if you tell me how the Braisa goes according to rabbonin, he, then it's very good. Adi, the shayir hach, shayir nami hach. Since it left out other cases of kelim, so it left out this also. El, iyamrit, you want to tell me now. Or before, by kelim, Rashi says, by the according to rabbonin, left out tomin and kelim, so left out this also. But Eli Yamrit, but if you want to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, we go according to Rabbi Yehuda, if so, my Shire, the High Shire, what else did it leave out that this can't be the only case? So Mar says, yes, Shire left out Dosh Beniroi. In the case where you have Dosh, Rashi says, Shem Dosh Hashor Beniroi. That if your shore goes over somebody's field that was plowed, Veniskavin Lekach, Shrei Hashor Mulumodim Bedisha, that a shore is Mulum and knows how to do Disha, trample over it. That's told to the Karen he. If my shor goes and tramples over your field that was just plowed, and my shor ruined your field, I'm chayiv. Ma'ashenken b'bor, the loishayich behezek karka. Yeah. Ma'ashenken by bor, there's no such damage as karka. You can't ruin damage in a bor. Therefore, left out this case. Samar says, no. Imishum dash b'niroi, for this chiddush, that a shor does damage by trampling over karka, lash yurhu, that's not called extra. To Atani, we learned already, shekain darko le'elech lahazik, because we learned already that a shore has a mile over bor, that a shore moves. That's what this means also. Since the shore travels, it could travel and ruin karka. Mashenk and a bor that stays still can't ruin any karka, because karka doesn't move. That was already included before. So Chur will be better, much better off if we learn the Braisa goes according to the Rabbanan Shita, and therefore left out a few cases. Gemara weiter. Then the Mishnah says, "Hechshata mixtas niskoi." In the case where, like, you were the cause for a little bit, half of the damage, still you have to pay for the whole damage. Turn around, Boris. Go to the price like this. What does the Mishnah mean? We learned, "Hechshata mixtas niskoi." If you were the cause for part of the damage, "Chavti b'tashlume niskoi." You have to pay for the whole damage. "Kehechshar kol niskoi." As if you caused the whole damage. Case, what's the case talking about? So one case is ha'achoyfe bor tisha. If you dug a bor 9 tefachim deep, u'bo'acha v'shlimu le'asara, and a second person came and dug another tefach down that made it into 10 tefachim, is achron chayiv. The second one is chayiv, even though you only made the bor a little bit deeper. That's called miksas. Still, it's chayiv for the whole thing. U'deloike Rebbe, and then our mission is not like Rebbe. The Tanya would learn like this. What's the loch ataka ha'achoyfe bor tisha? If Reuven first digs a bor 9 tefachim deep, and somebody else comes then and digs it one more tefach to 10, achron chayiv. So Tanakam holds the achron is chayiv for everything. If somebody dies, if the shor dies there, the shor gets husak there, the achron is chayiv, is called like his bor. Rebbe says no, it depends. Achron amisa. If a shor falls there and dies there, so only the last one is chayiv. Like we have before, of course, it's only a mazik for misa if it's 10 tefachim deep. 9 tefachim deep is not normal to kill a shor, you'd be potter. So the one that only dug at 9 is potter for misa. Therefore, if a shor falls there and dies now, so only the second one is chayiv. But achar shneiyem lenezik lemizokin. But let's say a shor falls there and only hurts itself, then Rebbe holds both of them a chayiv. The first one that dug 9 tevachim and the second one that dug 1 tevach, they have to pay together. Therefore, our mishnah as mashma, only the second one pays for the whole thing, is not like Rebbe. We have papa mano. The mishnah means lemisa. The mishnah is talking about for the chayiv misa. For the riyakol, it goes according to everybody. That's what Mishnah means. That if you have a 9 tefachim deep bor, and someone now digs one more tefach to make it into 10, he's chayiv if a shor falls there and dies there. Eka the army, some say, lame like Rebbe. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Amar Papa, no. Lamisa, the riyakol. Our Mishnah means in the case for Misa. That if you dug the bor now one more tefach to make it into 10, and now if a shor falls there and dies, it's called, even though you only dug one tefach, but you're the cause of the Misa, you have to pay for the whole thing. Mask of Lord of Zeros, there is the Kasha, the Suleka, there are no more other cases like this, where you only did half, and not, and still you chai for the whole thing. I'll bring you a lot of more cases. Voika, there are a lot of more cases. So Tayyaz has the Kasha, what's the big Kasha here? Just because there are more, like we have one case already, so you have to bring down all the cases. Like the Gola, like Kuruchla, Lech Shalazel, the Yeshlematai says, the Shemadoch Lukum Astisim like Rebbe. Because a little of the Kasha said the mission not like Rebbe. So therefore, we'd rather find another case that goes according to everybody. So that's why the Gemara is the Kasha. But Suleka, give a better case that for sure goes according to everybody. Weika, there's a famous case like this. Mosa Shor Lechamisha Bnei Yodim. You gave over your Shor for 5 people to watch it. Or Poshra B'Yechod. One of the Shomrim went away and left it over. Mehen V'Hezek, and it did damage now. So Chayiv. So only that one that was Poshaya, he has to pay for everything. Sechidon, what's the case talking about? Elaine is going to tell me now, the Balavi, you only have him inter. Without him, it can't be watched. In other words, you need 5 people to watch the shore. If so, Pshita, for sure he's Chayiv. The Yuki of it, he did the whole damage. Like the other ones were watching it. And when he went away, he knew it was going to do damage now, so of course he's Chayiv. So Pshita is Chayiv for those things. All right, turn over. Elo, the case is talking about, the Balavi, without him, not him inter. No, 4 people could also watch it. If so, my covered. What did he do wrong then? If there are 5 people starting off and 1 person goes away, why is he chayv at all? 4 people is enough to watch it. So then, maybe that's not a good case. Like Manashach, if the case is that you need 5 people to watch it, so pshita that you chayv. That's no chiddush. Maskalor Rosheshes. We can have another case though. Mabr bechavila. Somebody adds more straw-like into the fire. Therefore, he should be chayv. Hechidam. What's the case talking about?